您打开以弗所书的第二章。
Let's open the book of Ephesians chapter 2.
请翟雷执事来念这个著名的以弗所书二章的一到十节。
I'll read chapter 2, verses 1 to 10.
大家你们打开你们中文的一块来看。
Yeah. As for you, you were dead in your transgression and sins.In which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the rulers of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God,who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming age he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kingdom to us in Christ Jesus.For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and it is not from yourselves. It is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
Amen.
Amen.
主日平安，弟兄姐妹。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
上个主日教会开始的以弗所书的讲道，这个伟大的以弗所书。
We started the discussion of the Great Ephesians last week.
许多的牧师、神学家都认同以弗所书作为单卷的书，新约的书卷中最清晰、最完整的介绍了这个教会论，耶稣基督教会的荣耀的教会。
Many theologists believe that the Book of Ephesians as a simple book is the book that explains theExpiology the most clearly and completely in the in this Bible, whole Bible.
Yeah, about the doctrine of church. So, yeah. 那么你们会怎么样来总结以弗所书呢？
What are you going to use to summarize the book of Ephesians?
我们可能有不一样的总结。
Probably have a different view of it.
但如果你从教会论角度来说
，But in the view of the ecclesiology,
那我会用一个研读版的归纳，我觉得非常不错。
I gonna cite a summary from a study Bible.
深知上帝在基督里给教会极大的福分，这是一到三章。
From chapter 1 to chapter 3, if you know all the blessings God has given the church in the Christ.
那教会就行在上帝给基督里的极大福分里面。
The church will work into the great blessings that God.Given in Christ.
四到六章
from verse 6 to verse 4.
We finished the Ephesians, right?
Yeah, we finished the Ephesians.
当你来思想这个单卷的书是给新约的共同体的，
就
是教会。
But if you think about this book, it is given to the new, given to the church.
他给了教会，上帝从以色列人中间、犹太人中间和外邦人中间不同背景、不同年龄、不同种族不同社会地位的人。
This church is called by God from the people from different nation, different background, different age, and to the Christ.
他们在永恒中蒙上帝拣选，然后在时间中呼召出来敬拜上帝，是给普世教会的。
They were called in the eternal and they were elected in the eternal and called in a certain time to be isolated to worship God.
Not isolated, gathering.
Gathering.
Okay, maybe I speak in English and you guys translate. Okay, 所以从这个角度来说呢，对我们二十一世纪的人，我认为是一个极大的挑战。
And to this point, it is very, it's kind of challenging to us at the 21st century.
如果你是非基督徒，或者说你想想你蒙恩之前
，If you are not a Christian or even you before you converted,
这个问题就是我们每个人都非常的自我中心。
At that moment, at that time, we live a self-centered life.
要实现我在美国的华人的价值。
We want to fulfill our own value in as American Chinese.
那我们如果是非基督徒，你可以想，哇，上帝拣选我们，而不是我们选上帝，心里就会嘀咕，对吧
？If you are a non-Christian, when you think about it, God choose us, not we choose God, probably there's a question there.
Yeah, 你一生到大越大的时候，你做决定更多。
As you grow up, you make a lot of more and more decisions.
那人的主动性，然后自主性到哪儿去了？
But where is the kind of our own will?
罪人就够难听的，还说我们是死人，还说我们是可怒之子。
It is bad when we are called sinners, but even worse when we are called the dead.
好吧，即使你成为基督徒了，我们每个人都其实都很在意我们个人的权利，这是美国人的特点。
We also, as American, we really care about our personal rights.
我们甚至看查经的时候也说，上帝跟我个人计划是什么
？And when we are reading the Bible, we wondering what's God's personal plan for us.
我们读经祷告的时候，一起小组的时候，我们都更关心我的观点是不是被别人接受。
As we discuss and in the small groups, we care about others.
别人说什么，其实我也听不见。
Accept our point of view, and we really didn't listen to other people's point of view.
但是我认为最糟的是，我们不知不觉地把圣经的教训和立场看作是其他观点中的一个而已。
What's worst is that we just consider the teaching of the Bible.Is just one of the every or other opinions.
不是吗
？Isn't it?
如果是这样的话，你是这样的心态走过今年的夏天会难过的。
If you have this kind of a set of mind, you will suffer during this summer.
因为这个主日，每个主日都会听以弗所书，你会非常的煎熬，非常的失望。
Because every Sunday when you listen to the Book of Visions, you will.Be very disappointed and will suffer.
你会听到说，在基督里，上帝拣选了我们。你们死在死亡过犯中，是他让我们活过来。
You will hear that in Christ, God chose us. You died in sin, but Christ called us to live with Him.
一同坐在天上，你们犹太人和外邦人在基督里和好，成为一个身体了。
In through Christ, we sit in heaven, and the Jews and the Gentiles.Are united in Christ.
他没有说我你，他说我们你们
they
一个整体。
They didn't say you or me. They say we and us, the whole body.
上周张牧师用这个第一章的前十五节讲历史历代的这种大的蓝图画面，领受了天上诸般的属灵的福气。
In the last week, Pastor John studied the chapter one and talk about all the blessings from the heaven.
所以保罗从这个对三一神的颂赞开始，然后在祈求教会能够用属灵的眼睛看见丰盛的这个祷告中结束。
In chapter one, Paul started with the worship with our Trinity God, and then ended with a prayer that the church can receive the eyes of the Spirit to see all these kind of blessings.
所以接着到第二章，我们今天读过的十节中，开始描述作为基督徒，上帝的蒙恩给我们蒙恩的过程和原因。
In this, in chapter 2, start from today, we start to see that in the beginning, the Paul described we Christians as as a group receive the blessings, the process and the reason.
就是从死亡中竟然活了过来，还坐在了天上。
We resurrect, we live through the death and sit on the in the heaven.
Yeah, I translate out of death into the life. It's a struggle for me to translate it into the English.
Yeah, it's out of death into the life.
所以从这个角度来说呢，我们真的就是发现有一件事实，就是说我们每一个人从死里活过来，都是上帝全权恩典的作为。
We realize
你们每一个都是，包括我。
We realize that every one of us, including me.We live out of death is because of God's grace.
预备我们行各种各样的善事，是上帝在永恒中为我们定义的。
And prepare us to do good things, which is prepared for by God in the eternal.
这个翟雷这个翻译比较复杂，我这要简单一点哈。这个你这样想吧，以弗所书有人这样说，二章的一到十节是浓缩了保罗在罗马书一到八章的神学。
You can see that the Ephesians chapter 1 to chapter 2, 1 to 10 summarize the what Paul said in Romans chapter 1 to 8, all the theology.
谈论了人的光景，教会如何蒙恩。
They talk about the situation of the people and how the churches are blessed.
总结来说，就是靠着上帝全权的恩典，借着信心，上帝赐下大能大力，使死亡绝望的人，在魔鬼的权势下的人，不仅活了过来。而且在天上行走在这个地上。
It is by God's grace and through faith, God blessed us the church.
有点复杂哈。
who is great power, so those who is died in the despair under the authority of the devil not only outlive the death, but also work in God's amazing grace.
所以呢，我在预备讲章的时候，本来讲三点，我就觉得讲两点，那现在可能只能讲完一点。
I prepared for 3 points, but today probably I can only talk about 1 point.
Moses come here.
I hope Moses will be here.
韩牧师在这儿。那这里怎么回事呢？我想说这两点。
I'm going to talk about 2 points.
第一个是坏消息。
First is a good news, bad news.
就是曾经在死亡绝境中的人，就是你我过去。
We were in the death.
还有我们现在的慕道友，你还在死里。
And also those who are seekers.
还有一个是活过来的人，第二点就是现今向上帝而活。
And the good news is that today we live upon the Lord.
第一部分我会来谈死亡罪，就是今世的风俗、魔鬼的权势、内心的败坏，导致上帝的愤怒。
And in the first point, I'm going to talk about the death and the sin, the rule of the devil and the corruption of the our heart. It caused the wrath of God.
而第二部分我们来谈这个好消息，就是上帝怜悯的大恩临到我们。
And the second point, we are going to talk about good news, the grace of God have reached us, so that we live out of death to a life.
跟基督一同复活在天上，注意这是过去式，一个大的扭转。
The Lord and sitting in the heaven is a big conversion.
向着末后时代的人显明上帝在基督里的恩典是浩大，宏恩浩大，不是皇恩浩大。
So we can show the grace of Christ in the show of the grace of God in Christ to the people.
八到十节我就不讲了。我们得救本乎恩，你每个人都会背的，最喜欢的，改革宗教会都喜欢的一节经文。
From
今天我就不讲了。
8 to 10, I'm not going to discuss in this Sunday.
我们的绝境是什么？这个坏消息一到三节。
What is the our bad news from 1 to 3?
好，你不用翻译这段，我就念这段圣经哈。你们死在死亡过犯中，中文圣经旧的时候翻的，你们要你们活过来。其实原文里没有，就是你们死在死亡过犯中，那时。你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本是可怒之子，和别人一样。哇，这是我们的光景。
So the verse 1 to 3 talk about what we are.Or were at the situation of death.
注意到刚刚我们祷告嘛，就是在第二章的这一到三节坏消息之前，保罗是给以弗所教会在今天的土耳其的人讲道。
Before the this chapter 2, Paul prayed for those Christians in Ephesus, which now is in Turkey.
那他祷在讲道之前，他有很长的祷告，就刚刚我们的牧祷，对不对？从十五节一直到二十节。
From the first chapter.Verse 15 to 20, and Paul gave a long prayer.
那人惊讶地发现他这个祷告在他的讲道里头都出现了。
And he showed all his prayer in his sermon.
他让我们都把心中的眼睛被圣灵打开，看见一个现实，上帝的恩典的呼召，永恒的基业。保罗从过去，从圣经的角度来讲全人类的悲惨的光景。
Paul asked, pray that the Holy Spirit can open our eyes to see.The calling of God in Christ and prepare for the internal inheritance.
保罗为什么要让教会先知道这个坏消息呢？
And Paul took us from the back to the back. Why Paul want us to know this?
他让我们来对比两件事情。
He want us to compare two things.
在恩典之下跟过去咒诅之下的人生的巨大反差。
The big difference under the grace and the under the curse.
好，来感谢他，颂赞他，知道我们今天的光景。
So that we can praise God and worship God and cherish what we have right now.
珍惜我们刚唱的一生的福，我们唱的其实蛮轻飘飘的。我觉得是 is very not worthy to the grace we receive.
Yeah, it's like the what we the song we we sing.
这个当中国大陆过去叫忆苦思甜，懂吗？
Yeah, in the old
台湾没不明白忆苦思甜，
对不对？ In the Cultural Revolution, there's a kind of activity called reflect the heart date and think about the good days.
这叫正本清源，回溯人的历史，我们自己的过去，整个世界的现状。
As we look into the reality that we look back our human history and our past and the current situation of the world.
实际上我们在讲就是人的全然堕落，我们都曾经死在自己的罪中。
We the human beings are totally corrupted and we died into our sins.
可能如果是教会的成员，你在我们的这个 WhatsApp 里面看到这个张牧师、陈荣师母还有很弟兄姐妹都提到要对罪敏感，要常常的悔改，这是非常好的事。
In the WhatsApp that our church, our pastor and his wife talk about we should be sensitive to sins and keep repenting and relying on Jesus Christ.
如果我们不能带起圣经的眼睛来看我们的话。
If we cannot look at our situation through
the Bible, 后面谈耶稣爱我们给我们的福分，我觉得都是无稽之谈。
It doesn't mean anything if when we talk about the
对这个道成肉身来到我们中间，死在十字架上，复活升天的主，代罪的羔羊，这个 Leviticus 牧师写了很多东西，我觉得根本没有什么意义。
It doesn't mean anything to us if we really didn't look at the Jesus incarnation, death, and the Resurrection died for us, not through the Bible.
Yeah. 如果我们不明白，在基督之外的人，其实在属灵上每一个都是行尸走肉。
We have to realize that those people who are out of Jesus Christ are zombies spiritually.
你知道吗？我过去是僵尸，看过电影吗？僵尸行走，知道吗？我来比喻哈。我们没信主之前都是僵尸行走。
We were like zombies when before we converted, believing Jesus Christ.
这是真实的。
It is a reality.
他这里说，你们在其中行事为人，死的活人，活的死人，在死亡中行走。
It said that you are working in death. You are like a living death.
我们教会肯定会紧张，牧师啊，你的讲法把人都给赶走了，太重了，也不实际。
Probably you will get nervous. What you know, past chain, you're gonna driven people away.
我们想听到讲到跟日常生活有关，如何让我们的儿女听话，如何工作。其实这正是我要讲的。
I really want to connect our sermon with our daily life. We want to learn to teach our kids how to work. That is what I really want to say.
原因是什么呢？如果我们不明白圣经教导关于罪和罪造成的影响，
But if you really didn't understand the sin and what's the consequence of the sin,
你根本无法明白你的过去、今天的家庭中各种各样的麻烦为什么会临到，如何从根本上解决。
You really wouldn't be able to realize the sources of all these kind of problems in your family and in your work, and there's no way you can find a solution.
如果你误读了罪对世界和对人的影响，你根本没办法明白人类的历史和今天的战争和仇恨。
If you misunderstood the effect of the sins on the people and the world, you really don't understand the human history.
自然灾害，包括我们美东南为什么要有飓风，为什么要
？And why we had a hurricane in the southeast?Why there's an earthquake in California? We really didn't know.
我也认为你没办法最深的解读今天美中有贸易战、经济战。
Sure, you wouldn't understand the battle. I mean, between the
无论是人类学家还是政治家、经济政客，其实对今天所发生的事情，没办法有一个恰当的答案，是因为犯了一个致命的错误。
All those kind of anthropologists, historians, and the politicians, they cannot really.give a correct explanation of what happened in the past and the longer days because they made a very serious mistake.
因为他们不承认人堕落，已经被魔鬼所掠去，然后戴着有色眼镜看自己。
They didn't recognize that you know people are corrupted and the devil is in charge.
Maybe I'm preaching English to Chinese.
Okay,
it's quicker. Yeah.
Okay.
So that I think will be easier. So when we think when we are not admitted, or we are tortured under the captivity of the sin and the devil, we interpret everything wrong.
如果我们不是承认人类已经堕落了，这个世界被魔鬼蹂躏，被空中掌权者的一切来引导的话，我们也是都是错误。
In other words.We are not only not know God, not even not know ourselves and the world.
换句话说，我们根本就不知道我们是什么样的人。
Give example.
比如说。
Two centuries ago, the devil gave us evolution theory, right? Everybody's thinking, if you're strong, you'll survive.
十九世纪的时候，这个魔鬼就给了我们一个进化论，知道就是适者生存，弱肉强食。
So this is a beast in the forest. How you live in this way?
这就是从人类生存的丛林法则。
So all the things actually influence all the human behaviors, how you act yourself.
所以最都影响了整个人类，使导致了我们决定怎样去生活。
Yeah, we admitted we are wrong. We had a problem in human history.
我有必须要承认我们的人类的历史，我们人类确确实实有
的问题。But we really realize that by ourselves and the collective human history, human being, together we can change the problem. We can alter this death.
我们曾经想过，我们只要靠着我们自己的能力，我们可以改变这个世界，可以让
明天一定会更好。
明天一定会 the tomorrow will be better.
Without God, 明天会更好。
没有上帝，明天会更好。Without God, tomorrow is better.
It's the madness of the humanity.
这是人类的这个疯狂。
但如果你看圣经的话呢
？But if you read the Bible,
一方面被所有的这些人类的学说都更加的悲观。
Sometimes all these kind of explanation are very pessimistic.
Yeah. Psychologists and doctors and all those we work in there will say, "Wow, human being just sick. If you had a good medicine, that will survive. That will live longer."
那些心理学家和医生就说，人类只不过是生病了，吃吃药就好了。
Well, the Bible said, no, he's not sick, he's dead.
但是圣经说这不仅仅是生病的事，
这是死亡的事情。
这是因为罪导致的死亡。
Meanwhile, on the other hand,
但是另一方面来说，
Bible is more optimistic than any theory and the humanistic understanding.
但是圣经也是比其他的理论更加的主动。
Because by God's grace, he can raise the dead from raise the dead into the life.
这个更加的乐观，是因为我们靠着上帝的恩典，我们可以从死里复活。
It's not depend on me, depend on you.
这不是取决于我们，你我的自己的能力。
Entire God's grace and sovereign grace give to us.
完全是因为上帝完全独一的恩典。
Well, we'll go back to that part later.
我们在后面会仔细谈这一部分。
Let's continue to listen to the bad news.
我们再继续谈这些坏的消息。
On the verse 3, he said.
在第三节，保罗说。
念中文。
他们我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心里所喜好的举行。
So is Jews and Gentile all as a human being, as long as you had two legs walking on this land, you are defect.
无论是犹太人还是外邦人，如果就是说没有从里向外活到上帝起初给人造的公义、良善和圣洁的话，都已经犯罪，亏欠了上帝的荣耀。
From the king to the ordinary people.
上至君王，都下至民。
We incline to the evil.
我们所有的人都按照心中的私欲、恶念，向行出罪来。
So one of the faculty we interview, in the Southern Mill, we describe this.
我们在Southern Mill 的时候，采访了一个 faculty, 他这么说。
David June said, if you want me describe the humanity in the sin, actually law theory is very detoured.
他说你如果这个 David Jones 说我认为如果要描述人类罪恶的状况的话我不仅只是有点偏差而已我们不仅仅只有一点点偏差而已
The human fallen and human sin and God's judgment showing the total depravity
人类的堕落人类的罪恶和上帝审判人类的咒诅显示我们的这个堕落是一个完全的彻底的堕落
Think about it in Genesis 8:6.
在创世纪第六章和第八章都这么说。
He said, "All mankind thinking all day is evil."
人类终日所思想的尽都是恶。
The fall is not only depth, but also very spread.
这个全然的堕落不仅是光是有深度，而且有很多的广度。
Impact our mind, impact our heart, and our behavior.
在我们的思想、情感、意志和行动中间都被影响。
So we call this the original sin, right?
所以我们经常说这是原罪。
You know of course, we don't think this is too long. I have to go say this one. First, of course, original sin is Adam.
第一个原罪的犯罪的是亚当。
But normally, when we see in the church, in the theology, we see how the original sin of that, the Adam Eve impact us, this original sin, in you and me.
我们经常在教会里面说亚当跟夏娃所犯的原罪怎样来影响我们
Just by our human experience as mom and dad you will find your children you don't have to teach them that will know what they choose
就像是我们做父母的我们这些小孩我们都不需要怎么去教导他们他们就知道如何去选择
They always choose big apple
他们总是选择大的苹果
from the small, right?
不是小苹果
You never teach that
我们从来没有教他们怎么选
So in this way I think why this inclination toward sin is among us.
为什么这个罪就住在我们当中呢？
Remember, Bible had one big metaphor, almost like reality.
圣经有了一个很好的一个比喻，就像是真的一样。
说我们在亚当的身体里面 ，We are the body of Adam。
我们在亚当的身体里面。
So Adam is our head.
Adam 亚当是我们的头。
Represent us. So what he did impact whole body.
所以他所做的都会影响到我们全身。
So whole human race follow his footsteps.
所以呢，整个的人类都步他的后尘。
So in that sense, original sin we talk about us is our consequences.
所以这就是我们所说的原罪，是亚当的罪在我们身上的作用。
The death, the price of a sin is a death.
圣经说罪的工价就是死。
The Puritan always said this, summarizes Psalm 103.
在诗篇103篇总结这样。
We first had a wrong, a bad record.
首先你有一个坏的记录。
Then you had a bad heart.
你有一个坏的心。
So actually, the bad heart is even worse than the bad record.
这个坏的心甚至比这个坏的记录要更严重。
See how this one is we are in this problem.
所以这就是我们的问题。
So Calvin said this.
所以加文这样说。
Whenever what kind of sin is,
无论任何的罪
our, we convinced that humanity is the fall, is the general truth.
所以都应该是我们确信我们本质的堕落是一个普遍的真理。
So whether it's the President Xi or President
不管是川普总统还是习主席
or you and me.
或者你跟我都是全然的堕落
So Paul described him this one I'm the chief criminal I'm the chief sinner among all sinners right?
所以保罗在回想自己的时候他这么说他说我是罪人中的罪魁
I remember I read John Bunyan He said this 写天路历程的这个作者
在天路写天路历程的这个约翰班扬这么
说 He said I'm willing to use my heart changing any heart from England
他说我愿意拿我自己的心跟全英格兰任何人的心
Because he found his heart actually pretty evil even he became a Christian
他发现自己虽然是基督徒他的心肠也很
Luther described this way
路德也是这么说
Like original sin in ourself just like man take their beard off
所以原罪在我们这里面就像是我们的胡子
Like this morning my chair is pretty clean right?
现在我的胡子比较干净。
Look at me tomorrow morning, my wife.
你问我的妻子明天怎么样
？Tomorrow, grow up again.
胡子又长出来了。
As long we are living, this always keep growing from us.
只要我们活着，胡子就一定长，一直在长。
Until the day when the Christ comes.
直到耶稣基督再来的日子。
It's just like tears come out gradually. This is our pitifulness as a human being.
罪也像是这个胡子一样，也在不断
的长。So that's why I said we are 僵尸。Corpus.
这就是说我们为什么像僵尸一样，我们没有任何希望。
Another trouble I think is Paul described later. I want to expand more on the three aspects.
而保罗还提到了控制人继续在死亡过犯中间的时候有三个方面。
He said the trend of this world.
他说到这个是今世的风俗。
And the power of the air.
空中掌权者
and he talk about the wrath of God
and 上帝的愤怒
that's us before
这是在我们面前所面临的
你可以念中文这一段二到三节
所以第二节他说那时你们在其中行事为人随从今世的风俗顺从空中掌权者的首领就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲随着肉体和心中喜好的去行本为可怒之子和别人一样
你看到了哈第一个说我们受制于现今的风俗
Did you realize that we were ruled by the rule of this world
Without Christ we are controlled by corrupt world
没有耶稣基督的话我们被这个堕落的世界所掌控
Of course Christian is both the sinner and the saints we are fail we sometimes love thisCorrupt the world.
虽然说作为基督徒，我们有时候也会去效法这个世界，去追求这个世界。
But the non-redeemed people, they totally no clue why they are controlled by this trend of the world.
而那些没有被救的、没救赎的人，在这个里面没有选择，只是一味的去顺从这个世界。
Their ideology, their value is just to follow the trend without thinking.
无论是他们的这个价值观是。根本就是随从这个世界的深处有任何的这种其他的想法
So let me define what is a worldly trend
什么就是今世的风俗呢
It is defined as when we fall the sin that corruption control. They are had authority over the humanity.
今世的分属就是说，当我们因为罪远离上帝的旨意和生命的时候呢，我们的思想形态、意识观、价值观，完全都是指的就跟着这些偶像去。
Paul in Galatians chapter 1:3 said, "According to will of the Father, Jesus died for the sin, in order to redeem us from the age of this world."
在加拉太书一章三节，保罗说，基督教的父上帝的旨意为我们的罪舍己，就是要我们脱离这罪恶的世代。
Trial of the world means like rebellion from God's will and His life.
所以呢，今生的风俗的今世风俗的意思就是离开上帝的旨意。
It's not talk about the creation itself.
这不是代表的这个上帝的这个创造界，仅仅是。
In this world, people actually don't realize their situation, their pity, and sometimes really make you very evil. You become part of them.
今世的这个世界呢，所以大家都还真的很多都没有了解到自己是这个是怎么一个可怜的光景啊，好，我们自己是何等的这种啊。
We all know sinner itself is one problem. I call this is 第一座大山。I don't know how to say. One mountain for the human.
自己的罪是 first mountain, 我们自己的第一座大山。
Now you got another one. Second one is control us. Is this a world trend?
第二座大山是这个今世的风俗。
In this system, every good thing is twisted.
在这个系统当中呢，所有上帝原本好的东西都被这种扭曲了。
So for instance, God created sex. It's good for man and female and produce the children.
上帝所创造的这个性，男人和女人可以生养众多，
生养儿女。But the world trend make this sex is become ubiquitous, and you can trade with any people.
但是呢，今世的风俗把这个变成了这种性泛滥。
So you know the biggest industry in the U.S. is not Apple, is sex.
所以最大的产业在美国最大的产业不是苹果公司，
Profit.
而是这个这种pornography 就是黄色
产业。So you can see this one in the movie, and the flyer is always kind of imply about the sex.
所以在这些电影啊、这些图片海报的时候，都有这种暗示的性的这种诱惑。
Another example, God make us as the stewardship for this material world.
另外一个比喻，应该一个例子就是上帝让我们做万物的这种管家。
But what trend make us thinking we can satisfy, get a fame, get more material?
而这种今世的风俗就是我们造成了我们在人类在这个物质财富上这种无穷尽的追求。
In every aspect, you can see the theory and the fame, and even our vacation, and how we dress, how we consume, we all impact, influence, controlled by the worldly trend.
这个今世的风俗不仅仅影响到我们这种各样的追求，在学说上、民生上、服装上、各种消费上，都受到了今世风俗的影响。
The pity is the soul is dead. The sinner, without Christ, they didn't realize. They don't have any immune system for this.
当一个人在信耶稣之前，因为他的灵魂已经死亡，所以
他 part of the system.
世界这个控制的话，根本就没有抵抗力。
Before we regenerated,
世界的一个部分。
We are sinner. Our soul is dead to God.
没有信主之前，我们作为罪人，我们的灵魂已经死亡。
We agree. We are amen to this trend.
我们完全赞同这些今世的风俗。
Do you always hear some people say, "Oh, we had no way. 没办法，没办法"？
我们经常听见人有人说没有办法，没有办法。
This is very clear evidence we are in our system.
这就是很好的证明，我们就是受到了这个系统的辖制。
We had to move on. The air that controlled us.
我们还下面一个是空中的掌权者。
The devil we cannot see, right? The spirit.
这个邪灵你是看不到的。
He said this is on the air. He actually before is on the heaven. Now is actually pretty low layer.
他开始的时候讲到今世的风俗是讲到这世界上的，现在他到了这个天上。
So the air of this one actually behind the worldly trend, there's behind the spiritual realm control this world.
而在这个世界上能够看到自己今世风俗的背后有一个灵界的掌管者。
So this is what we call the 邪灵 or evil spirit, and the devil himself, he had power, he had rule, he had personality.
所以我们讲到这种空中掌权的首掌权者的首领，他是有自己的位格的。
This is the third mountain among us.
这就是我们所讲的第三座大山。
If you're not a believer yet,
如果你们还没有不相信的话
，you are prisoner of that.
你们还就是在那个阵营里面的囚犯。
I don't know how to translate it. 用你做炮灰的。
You are the like the ashes in the.
Yeah, think about it, what I just mentioned. Before we become a believer, we believe the scientist theory, or the materialism is important.
在我们没信主之前，我们经常想到这个科学主义和唯物论都是非常觉得非常重要。
How does it become popular?
为什么他们觉得这么很流行呢
？Without a devil, this one not be actually become a propagated so widely spread, controlled every sphere of the human being.
其实没有，如果没有这种邪灵的话，他们这种唯物论的话不会如此的流行。
Before I become a believer, when people talk about God and the Spirit, about Christ, I would say, wow, 神神叨叨的 what do you mean? I don't like it.
Yeah,
I only
在我信主之前，当人家提到这个上帝和耶稣的时候，我觉得他神神叨叨，神神叨叨一点也不相信。
I want to see, I want to feel, I can reasoning.
我靠着我的理性，我可以看，可以听，可以摸索。
Did you see some devil movie? Just really make the devil as a person.
魔鬼的目魔鬼的电影
Or demons.
啊，这些魔鬼的电影。
The movie tried to make reality and impact us.
他们把这个魔鬼现实化，好像去造成我们心理上有一些
可
以看得见的影响。
Reality devil work is very secret that cannot detect until become a Christian.
但是这个实际上魔鬼的工作是非常的隐蔽。你不成为基督徒的话，你根本就看不见。
Invisible system.
它是个看不见的系统。
This is the one ancient time, the devil put on the serpent into the Eden.
这就是为什么在远古的时候，魔鬼把这个蛇放到了伊甸园里面。
Seduced Adam and Eve.
诱惑了亚当跟夏娃。
So they make a human race. I think Pastor John said this. Two race.
它使这个人类成为两个种族。
One is belong to the God redeemed is the descendants of the women.
是第一个是与上帝的国民是女人的后裔。
Another is in the death on their descendants of the devil.
另一个阵营是魔鬼的阵营。
So did you remember in the Bible said, devil is the world the God of this world.
圣经里面大家记得不记得圣经里面说这个世界是魔鬼掌权
When Jesus was crucified he said I'm no part with this king
所以当耶稣基督在上十字架的之前他说我不是属于这个世界
In New Testament this battle become more and more furious
在新约里面这两个阵营的交战变得越来越激烈
Did you realize devil can work in our government in our congress make new laws?
你们相信不相信邪灵也会在我们的政府当中工作设立新的法律吗
Establish the homosexual marriage
会赞同同性恋的婚姻
Abortion to kill the baby
同意
罪胎 This is all the politician Behind the politician there is the devil working without notice
在这些政客后面真的是有这种邪灵的工作
所以现今悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵
Those who is working and those who are disobedient.
So that's why the Ephesians in the end they said we are not in the battle in the blood and the flesh. We are in the spiritual battle.
所以在以弗所书最后一章说，我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与空中属灵气的恶魔征战。
If I use the John, Apostle John in his epistle said this, we know we are beyond to the God, other the whole world on the that evil one. So that the two tribe.
约翰一书，约翰使徒约翰说，我们知道我们是属上帝的，而全世界都握在了恶者手下。
好，这段我用中文直接讲哈，我们可以经历到这种征战。教会。
So we experience this kind of a struggle.
教会需要看见我们这个现实。
So I'm not going to translate, right?
Yeah, you.
I'll translate.
Yeah, this is what you translate in English. Okay. I don't know how to say English this.
So.
Sorry
about it. So we have to see this kind of reality.
我给你一个见证，就是发生在上个星期在厦门的寻思顶，他们怎么样在这种征战中 目的仍然是把对奴役的人从恶者手中拯救出来。
Let me give you a testimony. There's a church in the Xiamen. I will show you how they, although under the persecution, they still want to save those who are on the bondage of devil.
对，在5月18号的时候，厦门当局就是宣布这个教会非法，这是100年的教会。
It is a church about a 100-year history and was declared. It was a family church and it was declared illegal by the authority on May 18th.
这个传道人跟这些所有的头头脑脑谈话的时候，他说了几个东西，我来总结给大家。
The pastor, when he answered all this kind of authority, he said this.
他说你要让教会关门，对吧？不要让
人来敬拜。Well, you want to close the church?
我告诉你啊，第一个说。
I tell you,
如果教会是神的殿，如果有人毁坏，上帝要毁坏那些毁坏教会的人。
Anybody who wants to damage the temple of God.
所以我们是上帝的仆人，我们不敢关门。
We are the servants of God, so we wouldn't close the door.
第二，我们知道你们工作也很忙，非常的繁忙。
If you close the door, then God will damage you. Second, I know you're very busy.
你们来这么多次，这么多的部门一块联动，挺辛苦的。你们有上级，不搞，搞得不好会得罪他们。不干也不行，干也不行。
So you also have your supervisors. You have to work so hard. You know you're under the dilemma.
对，那个 dilemma 呀，就是厦门有这么多教会，为什么找我们？肯定是上面指示。
There are so many churches in Xiamen. Why pick on us? Because you have these instruction supervisors. We understand.
第三很重要哈。他说我不会恨你们。
Third point is very important. I wouldn't hate you.
因为我们过去也是罪人，也是这样的无奈的。
We didn't love God.
是上帝的仇人被他赦免了，所以我不恨你们，真不恨你们。
We were the enemy of God, but we were saved by Him.
我会给我们弟兄姐妹讲，我们不会强迫你们来敬拜的，你们按良心行事。
I would tell my brothers and sisters, you just do according to the conscience. We wouldn't force you to do this to worship.
如果政府来执法的话
，If you the if you have authority come to do something,
我也会请我们的弟兄姐妹配合，不要他们在血气中行事跟
你们争吵。I work with you and accordingly.
但是注意，他说第四点。
The fourth is important.
他说，如果你没有上级，我没有上级。
You have your supervisor and we have our own supervisor.
你们的掌权在哪里？我们掌权在哪里？所以我们还有一个上级，就是上帝。
Our supervisor is our God.
所以我们敬畏他，所以我不敢关门。你们奉是你们的事。
We fear him, so we wouldn't close the door.If you want to close the door, your business.
所以呢，每天他都开的。
So the door is always open.
星期一的时候呢
，Monday，
弟兄姐妹试班来，然后都要查所有的身份证，有一些人进去，有人没进去。
The car when the brothers sisters come to practice, they want to check their ID card.
然后到了星期二，青年团契又进去了。
And they have youth a fellowship. Also, they want to check their ID card.
他们现在在行政诉讼，希望看这件事情会怎么样的结局。即使失败，神的名传开了。
Although they may, you know, they may fail and also kind of this legal process, but the God's name is spread.
在所有的这些征战里，教会的专注点是什么？就是上那些被俘的、被这个世界、被魔鬼欺压、欺骗的人拯救出来。
In all those battles, the focus of church is to save those who are under the authority of devil.
我们没信主之前还有一个，就是我不光在死在肉体、今世的风俗、空中的邪恶者这三座大山的辖制上。
Not only you know before we converted, we had under these three mountains we just talked about. We still have another big mountain.
还有更加致命的咒诅。就是上帝对罪人的咒诅。
And the curse of God to the sinners.
因着罪，圣洁的上帝必须审判所有的罪人。
Because of a sin, the holy God has to judge all the sinners.
保罗说：“我们犹太人跟你们是一样的，本是可怒之子，和别人一样，都是被上帝审判的。罪人应该得的审罚。”
Paul said that we, the Jews like the Gentiles, we are supposed to be judged by God.
人如果不悔改。审判是比拯救更加真实。
If we don't repent, the judge is more real than the salvation.
因为耶稣基督在地上讲天堂，没有讲地狱多。
Jesus talked about heaven, but didn't talk about hell.
圣经形容那个地方是从不死，火不灭、从不死的地方。
The Bible described hell as like the fire never quenched and the bugs never die.
每一个罪人按照我们的本性
Every sinner according to our own heart
我们只会死在死亡过犯中
We can only die in transgression.
被这三座大山压着。
And crushed by three mountains.
还有上帝对罪的审判。
And also the wrath of God.
永远活在他的公义审判之下。
Live on the head.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这是我们过去的现实，你看见了吗？
Did you see this is the reality in the past?
我为什么说这么多死的事儿？
Why I talk so much about the death?
因为你如果在医院工作，如果你是牧师，每天见的死比活还多。
Because if you are working in a hospital and if you are pastor, you see death more than life every day.
不光是要你知道人的真实光景。
I not only want you to know the reality of a human being.
更要知道罪人从这个罪的死亡中怎么活过来。
I want to know how we get to live out of this death.
完完全全是上帝的恩典。
Completely by God's grace.
You have no contribution to that.
我们没有任何的贡献。
是他大怜悯。
That's His great grace.
所以我们如今怎么向上帝活？他怎么让我们
活过来？这个好消息。So how we are going to live upon God?
四到七节，我来念中文。
So in four and seven.
然而上帝既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在死亡过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来，你们得救本乎恩。他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。这是the verse four to seven. 基于上帝的怜悯，我们要活过来，而且跟基督要坐在天上。
Through God's grace, we're gonna live and sit in heaven with Christ.
是刚刚那个三座大山的大翻转。
This is a big conversion or turning point of those three mountains.
我记得是中马天牧师，这个英国的一个很著名的牧师，他说过，如果你对比以弗所书的二章的一到三节和的四到七节的话
，One of the famous pastors said, if you compare the book of Ephesians.Verse chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, to verse 4.
教会和人类的大部分问题都是因为对这个坏消息、好消息处理的失败，引起更多的失败。
The big problem of church and human beings is the wrong solution for the handling of this good news and bad news.
一方面，我们未能知晓罪是多么的深。
On one hand, we really don't know how deep our sin is.
另一方面，没有办法明白这个救恩的浩大。
On the other hand, we didn't understand how great our salvation is.
你看，在祷告中，刚刚我们用了十九节，并且知道他向我们的信所信之人显的能力是所等的浩大。
Like in 1:19, and he is incomparably great power for us who believe.
Immense glory.
It has immense glory, 何等的荣耀。
所以这个第二章就开始向信主之人讲我们怎么样活过来的。
So in chapter 2, those people, Paul talked up to the, those who believe in Christ, how to live upon Christ.
保罗在这里对朱翔说，对 陈彪说，对潘西光说，对朱翔的太太童敏说，如果没有上帝的怜悯，
Paul talked to everyone without God's grace.
你们仍然在死亡过犯中，还是僵尸。
You are still zombies in the transgression.
是他让我们跟他一块活过来。
Because, but he...Call us to live with him.
我们的重生完全在乎上帝。
Our regeneration is all upon God.
很有意思，保罗直接越过了他在罗马书四章到六章不断强调了我们与基督同死。
Interestingly, Paul skipped what he talked about in Romans chapter 4-6 about we dying with Christ.
基督教最大的节日不是圣诞节，最大的节日是受难节和复活节。
The biggest holiday in Christian is not Christmas.
在那段时间，我默想最多的呢。是这个
Go ahead.
是罗马书四章的二十五节。
I thought about a lot about the book of Romans 4:25.
基督被交给人是为我们的过犯，复活是为叫我们称义。
Christ was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification.
因为这节经文最常简洁的把耶稣的死和他的活跟我们的死和我们的活连在一起。
This verse connects Jesus Christ's death and resurrection to our death and life.
这张牧师讲到经常讲到与基督联合。
That's why we call it united with Christ.
但是我的问题说，保罗为何越过了基督为我们代死，然后也跟我们一同，我们也跟他一同死呢？
My question is why Paul skipped the Christ died for us and we die with Jesus here.
我认为原因可能很多解经书都同意，是这样的，就是说他让我们感受到上帝让我们从死里复活的这个能力。
So Paul, I think the reason is that Paul wants us to feel the great power that Jesus brings us out of death.
就是他怎么样圣灵天父让基督从死里复活坐在天上的能力也运行在我们身上。
The power that God resurrected Jesus from death also rung upon us.
其实我不断地说，唯独恩典，上帝单独做成的。你死了，你怎么活过来
？It is only through a grace.
拉撒路出来，拉撒路就出来。
When Jesus called Lazarus, come out, Lazarus came out.
我记得好像唐崇有次说，他如果一不小心，耶稣喊了很多人的名字，说全世界的死人都出来了，那都出来了。
So if Jesus just called, come out, then a lot of dead people will come out.
我没有任何的贡献，你们得救本分。
We have no contribution.
By grace, you are saved.
为了这，我们得救是本乎恩。
赞美他。
Praise him.
敬拜他。
Worship him.
爱他。
Love him.
把你的生命交给他。
Give your life to him.
所以保罗在这里显然不在讲我们的身体复活，对吧？他在讲复活这个词。
Paul is not talking about the resurrection of our physical body.
你要等到耶稣基督再来的时候，再临这个星球的时候，我们才有复活的身体。
We have this resurrected body when Jesus comes again.
他在这里谈重生。
It's about regeneration.
是旧约中以西结书说的应许。
This is what Ezekiel promised in the Old Testament.
36章他这样说：我要给你，给以色列一个新心，将心灵放在里面。又从你们的肉体中取掉实心，就是硬的心，赐你们给一个肉心。我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我，顺从我的律例和典章。
Ezekiel said, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from your heart to stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws.
或者更好的一段经文，要明白我们从基督活过来是罗马书六章的十到十一节。
A better verses to reflect our life with Christ is in Book of Romans chapter 6:10-11.
他向罪死了只有一次，他活是向上帝活。
The death he died on sin once for all.
那注意啊，该应用在我们身上了哈。这样你们向罪也看自己当是死的。
So in the same way.Count yourselves dead to sin.
像上帝在基督耶稣里却看自己是活的。
But alive to God in Christ Jesus.
哇，意识到了吗？
Have you realized?
跟基督联合是这回事。
United with Jesus is like this.
约翰也说，信主的人就是什么？
John also said,
出死入生了。今天我们。
Those who believe in Christ, we have passed from death to life.
你们已经重生，已经复活，是吗？
You have resurrected. You are regenerated.
如果你重生，就有新生命的样式。
If you are regenerated,
有一个新的律来掌控你们。
You have a new rule.
从前是属灵的瞎子。
You are spiritually blind.
现在看明属灵的事。
But you can see the spiritual thing.
我给你一个比方。
For example,
一个酒鬼，一个赌徒。
A drunker and a deaf.
重生复活之前。
And before they
看见酒馆，看见赌城，眼睛就亮了，对不对？
When they look past this kind of restaurant or those kind of liquor store, they were kind of very attracted.
我们过去教会有一个执事，他现在已经神学院毕业回台湾了。他说他就是赌博，每次开车从费城开到这个 Atlantic City， 到那去赌。
I had a friend. He used to be very addicted to gambling.
然后他重生以后，这个问题怎么解决了呢
？But after we regenerated, how did this kind of thing solved?
大西洋赌城一点没有变，还在那个地址。
Atlantic City is still there.
他为什么不去 Google 了？
Why he didn't go there?
丢赌徒自己变了。
The gambler itself.
他的眼光变了。
This view point of view is changed.
他是新创造的一部分，他已经进入将来的时代。这是耶稣基督怎么从死里复活？不仅是今世的，来世的也超过。
He is a new generation and coming to the new world.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你有新生命吗？已经复活了吗？
Sisters, do you have new life?
是向神活每一天吗？
Do you live upon Lord every day?
我们经常会唱，活着不再是我，是基督在我里面活着。
Have you always think what lives
in me is not
me, but Jesus Christ living in me?
你有没有新的属灵的胃口？
Do you have a new appetite?
啊，你不一定都像童敏能经常听什么讲 Piper 讲道哈。
Not only just like Sister Tommy,
do you
listen
to the reading the Bible and prayer?
你们经常会祷告。默想吗？
对，带人信主，
但
这是新胃口，这是 evidence， 这是一个证据。
This is the evidence。
让我最吃惊的说，你们今天有一个真的现实。
What most surprised me that we have a new reality today。
他要扭转我们的刚刚的三座大山。
Jesus is going to turn around those three mountains。
第六节竟然用过去式来说。他又叫我们与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。
In the verse 6 it used the past verse.Tense said, He raised upon us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
我不知道你相信不相信你已经活在天上。
Do you believe you are living in heaven right now?
我记得我们还在当年的时候有一次讲到有的人谁想可能是腓立比书谁想死跟基督同在大概就是小秋一个人举手了。
In the old time when we were in the Donny Church, we asked the question, we want to die and be with Jesus.
什么叫坐在天上？
One sister raised it.
还记得保罗的颂赞吗？在以弗所书一章的三节。
Do you still remember the praise of Paul in Ephesians 1:3?
愿颂赞归给我们的主耶稣基督父神父上帝，他在基督里曾赐给你们天上各样的属灵的福气。
Praise be to the God and Father to our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
第二十节讲说，基督已经复活，坐在天父的右边，这个是现实。
God has resurrected and seated on the right hand of God in heaven. This is also reality.
对啊，如果耶稣基督复活在天上是现实，你看到我的手哈。
If you look at my hand, if the Jesus Christ resurrected and lived in, seated on the.
我们是他的心腹，我们是他的身体。
We are his body.
借着圣灵我们在哪里
Through the Holy Spirit, where are we?
每一次的听到每一次的圣餐我们是连接在他上面坐在上面
Through every communion, every sermon,
we are united with him. 保罗曾经到天上看到三重天那只是上帝宝座的地方
Paul has been lived up to see the
他为什么能够到宝座
的
人去
Why?
他身体没有复活
His body was not resurrected.
就是我们讲的灵魂出窍
So this is what we call the spirit.
他的灵跟上帝耶稣基督的灵父已经复活在上面看见那个可以到宝座面前来祷告太奇妙了这是一个奥秘这是你我的一个特权我们今天真的不觉得这个是一个重要
It is our privilege if we realize it today
因为如果你是他的心腹丈夫所有账号所有东西都是你的
If I his bride
他拥有亿万的财产你也是亿万的财产
All he has millions of dollars is yours
不是吗
Isn't it?
如果他已经复活在天上，他是头，
If he resurrected
身体有没有复活，
and a city heaven,
有没有坐在天上，这个现实，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，想想吧。
Think about the reality.
所以我没有时间讲完这个，但是要你注意，如果我们在死亡过犯中有三种势力，我们说今世的风俗、空中掌权者，活在上帝的愤怒下，现在这三点都要逆转。
All these three mountains, you know, the our corrupted nature, the rule of the current world, and God's wrath, they all be turned around.
今世的风俗，我们。不属于这个世界复活的人坐在天上已经进入将来的时代属于上帝国度的一部分
The part of this world we no longer belong this world we are the people in the God's kingdom
有时候我有一点点这个内疚就是讲完道了或者教会完了就想打球我不知道这是属灵的肉体的快乐还是这个属灵的快乐
Sometimes I kind of regret because after the summer worship I really want to play ping pong I don't know if it's struggling between my spirit and the physical nature
按照我过去的今世的风俗被捆绑的心思意念娱乐消费体育锻炼都是属这个世界的
In the past time when I think about this all these kind of practice or exercises they belong to this world
但是当耶稣基督救我们以后坐在天上还要在这个地上生活用约翰的话说上帝生的人就胜过这个世界我们怎么样在这个地上生活像有一个天上的现实又在这个地上
But Jesus is resurrected and also sit on in heaven so we are part with him so how can we live a heavenly life on earth
打乒乓球输了以后应该怎么样捡球的时候应该干做什么
so what are we going to do if we lose the game and what are we going to do at the church
这个仍然是属灵的事情你怎么看待
this is also the spiritual thing what are you going to think about it
所以如果你坐在天上看所有的事情
so if you look at everything
就从永恒的眼光来看了
It'll be different.
你看见一件事，你是天路客，在地上是客旅，因为这个世界会过去，新的星球会出现。
You will realize that you are just a traveler on this earth because everything will be changed.
已经离开了罪恶的世界，全是进入光明和爱子的国度。
You have left this kind of corrupted world and into the kingdom of
God
and the loving Son.
当然你可能是美国公民、中国公民，这是都是二等公民，一等的公民是天上的公民。
Probably your secondary,
对不起啊，我不是要贬低，我
在
讲真的，你要把那个东西抓住。
But the first level citizenship.
我们的国籍不是美利坚共和国，也不是中华民国，也不是中华人民共和国。我们真正的国籍是天上的子民，这不是以弗所书说的吗
？But is the heaven, the God's.
我认为今天现在基督徒的一个悲哀， 就是不重视将来，不重视永恒，太重视今天的世界。
The pity we are Christians have is that we focus too much on today's world, not in the future, the heavenly world.
包括我自己
，including myself.
第二个翻转就是脱离空中掌权者，进入圣灵的掌管。
The second one is we are no longer under the rule of those
ruling in heaven, but in the rule of the Holy Spirit.
We are no longer be under the rule of Satan. We are depart from the deceit of the devil.
圣经描述我们是被这个世界的神弄瞎了眼睛。
We were blinded by this the God in this world.
这是为什么圣经前面我们的祷告中说保罗说要擦亮我们心中的眼睛，借着圣灵让我们看见。
So that's why Paul asked the God to give us the Spirit to give us the eyes that we can see.
接着保罗在大马士革的路上，那是在使徒行传二十六章，他被召成为外邦的使徒的时候，说了一句重要的话，上帝差他去。
When Paul was called in the on the road to Damascus, become the disciple to the apostle to Gentiles, he said this.
就是耶稣对他说的，我差你到他们那里去，就是外邦人那里，让他们的眼睛得看见，从黑暗归向光明，从撒旦的权势下归向上帝。
Jesus told him, "I will open, you will open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God."
每一个重生的人，坐在天上的人，都成了神灵的殿。
Everybody regenerated, we become the temple of God's
Spirit. 凡是被神的灵所引导的，都是上帝的儿子。
We are a God's children if we are guided by Holy Spirit.
过去被情欲败坏控制。
In the past, we are controlled by those passions.
现在愿意遵行圣灵的引导，虽然有失败，但是圣灵的凭据已经给了我们。
But we are willing to follow Holy Spirit, and we have the seal of Holy Spirit.
最后一个逆转是最惊讶的。
The final turning point is most surprising.
当你与基督一同坐在天上的时候
，When you sit with Christ in heaven,
你离开了上帝的愤怒的咒诅
，You are not under the God's wrath.
可以亲近上帝的宝座。
You can getting closer to God's throne.
当然不在上帝的愤怒之下了。
Of course, you are not under God's wrath.
基督已经废去了，在十字架上废去了我们的冤仇。
God already paid the debt on the cross.
不光上帝的愤怒不在我们身上
，Not God's wrath is no longer on us.
天上有一个重要的特征，就每个人都认出上帝是谁。
That a big character on the heaven, everybody knows.
不知道，我每个人在地上都自己做王嘛，都想做王，在家里你想做王，在公司想做王。
On earth, we want to be our own king.
这是罪人特征。现在你到天上，你发现那个王值得你敬拜。
You have one God, one king to worth of worship.
那里不光有天使，也有你我，将来的新天新地。
Not only in the in new heaven earth, not only are angels, but you and me.
我再给你一点证据，我觉得我们很少讲这个在天上的事情。
We have seldom discussed what happened in heaven. Let me give you some hint.
在这个希伯来书第四章说，我们既然有一位已经升入高天、尊荣的大祭司，就是上帝的儿子耶稣，就持定当今的道，所以我们坦然无惧，来到什么地方？施恩的宝座前。
So in Hebrew chapter 4, therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, so we can come to the grace,
mercy seat,
God's throne of grace or mercy seat with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us.
呀，门连选得安慧，刚刚说做随时的帮助。
Yeah, to receive mercy and find grace to help us.
我们可以借着耶稣基督来到天上这个城。希伯来书第十二章结束的时候这么说。
In the end of the chapter 12 in book of Hebrew, it says,
你们来到哪里？
You are
今天你们来到哪里？我就问你，来到
OCCC
吗？ Too small,
you are
太小了。
Coming to the OCCC,
你们来到锡安山，永生上帝的诚意，就是天上的耶路撒冷。
You are coming to the mountain.
That's the reality. Are you believe it or fake it?
That's the reality. That's
你装呢，还是真的在那儿？
You just pretend, or you really worship God.
假设川普总统在白宫有一个宴席，有内阁，也有贵宾。
Let's suppose President Trump has a feast for the in the White House.
一般的宾客一定要拿着请帖，然后门卫看他进来以后让他进去，对不对
？Every guest has to have a pass, so the guard will check if they are on the list.
突然他的女儿和儿子出现了，哎，怎么就进去了
？Suddenly his daughter and sons.
门卫问都不问，为什么？
Then they get in without being checked.
因为他们是回家。
Why? Because they're coming home.
他们回家。如果你是上帝的儿女，回家是你的最后，那个新天新地是你的将来。
We are God's children. We coming home is our end and future, and the heaven is our home.
你可以随时的进到他的施恩宝座面前。
You can come
来到三重天，向他祷告。向他哭泣
seat of mercy,
向他感恩
anytime with confidence to worship him,
我认为这是为什么保罗在格林 哥罗西书第三章这样说。
In the Colossians 3:2, it is Paul says,
你们要思想上面的事。
Set your minds on things above.
不要思想地上的事。
Not on earthly things.
因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在上帝里面。
For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God.
你们知道你们已经复活身在天上。
You know that you are
resurrected. You
believe that.
相信这个逆转已经在我们中间发生了吗？
Do you believe that this turning point already happened?
我知道你去见川普很不容易，我一个朋友他们去白宫真的是跟着有事儿，然后我就会问，哎，你跟川普握手了吗？或特别是跟 Pence 握手了吗？他说我们距离太远，没机会。照相了吗？也没机会。
Well, some of friends it went to a White House and had no chance.
但是你是上帝的儿女，在基督里你是那永生上帝、宇宙万物主宰、那个最高的君王的。
But in Christ, you are the children of the the highest king, the creator of heaven and earth.
你属于另一个国度。
You belong to a different kingdom.
属于另一个时代。
Different era.
你要脱离空中掌权者的辖制。
You'll be
自由地活在圣灵中间。
Depart from the rule of those rulers in here.
离开上帝的愤怒已经是个事实，进入上帝的亲近。
Depart from God's wrath is a reality, but you need to get into close to God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们看到。我们今天谈论教会和人类大部分原因，今天软弱的一个原因是对坏消息、好消息处理的失败引起的。
We realize that a lot of things here,
我们把罪呢弄得不太坏，就是提到差不多。我们把上帝的恩典也弄得比较近，哎，这样大家都可以接受。This is totally wrong. That's why we are weak. OCECC.
Yeah, we think lightly of our sins and also God's salvation. So that's our problem here.
因为我有一个很现实的经历，我在两周前在网上跟大陆一间教会牧师被关闭的，然后在监狱里，所以我就跟他们的小组长十几个人一同查经。
Two weeks I because the family church the pastor was put in jail, and so I kind of had the Bible study with the brothers and sisters there on the internet.
他跟我们一样，正好在走过海德堡要理问答，不过他们是小组的来查海德堡要理问答，正好讲
了耶稣基督复活。They were going through the
Heidelberg
test.
对教会的益处。
So they are talking about the blessing of Christ to church.
我就问他们，你们是否已经复活
？I asked them, "Have you resurrected?"
一半人说还没有，他们当时想的是这个将来的身
体复活。Half of them said no because they were thinking about the future resurrection.
那我说哦，你们有没有重生？有没有新生命？哦，都说有。
I asked them again, "Have you regenerated?"
我就接着问，我说你们有没有坐在天上？没有，对不对？
Have you asked them?
我觉得很奇怪，我就把以弗所书刚刚那个就打开给他们看。
So I opened the book of visions and read to them.
他说我们在这个著名的教会好像没有人讲过。我说肯定讲过，只不过你没听见。
I said I haven't heard about this. I said of course you heard about this, but probably didn't pay attention to it.
你知道政府关闭了他们的教会，长老牧师被压，他们属灵的低谷非常的震颤，非常的艰苦。
Because the government shut down their church and the elders and the pastors were put in jail, so they are on the severe spiritual war.
我当然没有时间像他给你们讲天道一样讲这个，但是我就
讲指出这个事实。Of course, I didn't have time to preach
给他们查经
like this, but I just presented the
reality. 然后当他们心里的眼睛被打开，看见他们复活坐在天上这个事实，这个大扭转的事实的时候
，When the spirit eye was opened and see the big turning point,
我让他们把那个频道的打开眼睛，我发现他们眼睛是亮的。
When I asked them to turn on the video, I say,
心中的力量开始加增。
I see all the sparkles in their eyes.
原来跟恶魔征战的时候，你知道他是空中掌权者，我们都觉得我们在下面跟他打，对不对
？As we fight against those devils,
这是 lower heaven. 我如果我们活在三重天，我们从上面居高临下跟他征战，亲爱的弟兄，这叫穿戴耶稣基督复活的军甲。
We used to when we fight with those devils, we say he is above us. But if we are in heaven, we are above them.
我们在高处。你看过那个电影那个《星球大战》吗？
Have you
We are in the high ground. 他讲到道德，也讲到制高点。We are in the high ground.
As the Skywalker fight with the Obi-Wan, Obi-Wan said, "I am on the high ground."
所以魔鬼是被基督征服的，从天上打下来。所以弟兄姐妹，那时候真的有一种激励，说我们今天征战不是靠血气，跟警察斗点这么小小计谋。是把福音传给他，让被掳的得释放，让瞎眼的得看见，看见上帝的荣耀已经赐给教会。亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这是我们的光景，活在那个现实里，行在这个地上。
Go ahead.
阿门。
阿门。 I'm really touched, so I forget everything he said.
Yeah, living in that reality, still walking in this world.
Yeah.
让我们祷告。
Let's pray.
Father, we thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
You are gracious to us for those who dead in the transgressions.
我们是在死亡过犯当中的，而你却这样的爱我们。
By your power, your grace.
借着你的恩典，你的力量。
You raise us from the dead.
你使我们从死里复活。
Not only that way, but you also raise us.Put on the heavenly realm.
你不仅使我们从死里复活，让我们坐在天上。
Help each one of us in this church pew to see that reality.
我们在这个教会的每一个人都应该看到那个
Not only during the worship time.
不仅仅在我们敬拜的时候。
When I walk with you in the family, in the work, in the neighborhood.
当我们在与家人在一起的时候，在我们的社区的时候，在工作的时候，都与你同行。
They know the That reverse already happened.
而这个大翻转已经完成，已经发生。
Curse is lift.
啊，我们不再在咒诅之上。
Grace is reign.
而恩典已经在掌权。
So Lord, we are grateful.
主啊，我们感谢你。
For what you give us.
为着你给我们的一切感谢你。
For this church.
为了这个教会。
For this is for higher purpose.
这是给了我们有更高的一个目的。
Not for us.
不仅仅是为了我们
for those who still dead in the transgression
而对那些仍旧在死亡过犯当中的人
help us eager to share the precious gospel
帮助我们去热心的去向他们
sovereign grace to preaching to them live out to them leading them to the richest glory of Christ and the Father
我们用爱心向他们传福音与他们一起同行把他们带到主耶稣基督的面前
Spirit with us leading every step
帮助我们
good fight
去打这美好的仗。
In Christ's name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.